up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's January 20th, 2007. I hope we still have our caller, John, from Tennessee. We held you over to try to get you on. I hope you're still there, John. Are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for calling the show.
Well,
it's really
I appreciate
a program.
Well, Parker I Pathways appreciate the program, and it's a comfort to me because I'm able to discuss things that throughout the week, Dr. Parker, to be truthful, if I were to try and strike up a conversation with what the thoughts that were going on in my mind, I'd be getting some strange looks. So you offer a place that I can bounce some ideas off, see if I'm on the right track or at least in a partial agreement with you.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate it. Tell your friends about the show, you know, because we're really growing.
Well, I do that. As often as I can, I let people know about RBN and your program in particular. What I'd like to ask you, Dr. Parker, the last few weeks I've heard you talk about evolution and whatnot in regards to the one world government. Is it more of a, rather than an undetermined or an unintended evolution, is it not a genetic manipulation brought about intentionally to evolve mankind? And I've got a couple other questions.
Yeah, we only have a few minutes on this segment, but as far as genetics go, concept of gene therapy is very important for the survival of the human race when we get down the line. Number two, the concept of personalized medicine will involve gene therapy, and there you can probably get what I call selective treatment. The question is, who gets the treatment, and how does that fit into the New World Order concept of population evolution? And who defines, as I said in the last hour, who defines the cell change and how it's determined and changed if we have contamination in our food and water supply?
Well, basically, they're talking about the United Nations is saying that water is a right. And I agree with you that if it is a right, then we have the not only the right, but the obligation to have a say in what goes into it. It's unfortunate, though, that they want to determine it to be a right and direct it in areas that they see fit, because basically I believe what they're wanting to do is call the American or the world population basically, and I've heard estimates up to 60% that they basically consider to be useless, non-productive people that may be too much trouble to try and retrain to do what they need them to do.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard those statements right, and they're right from the assembly hall. Yeah. Listen, we're going to get on the other side of the break, and we're going to attach this to your call about deuterated uranium and cell change within the human body, and it'll fit into that. You call in again, John.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Parker Pathways and Dr. Wayne Parker, and I wanted to make a point about the subject of zoonosis. Zoonosis is spelled Z-O-O-N-O-S-E-S. These are zoonotic diseases where they're passed from animals to humans, and there are many forms of bacteria and viral diseases that humans have that are not found as natural as occurring diseases in animals, but they do have transfer points. The ones that, for instance, people know a lot more about are campylobacter. These are from dogs and cats, can give it to humans. Comblacter, enteritis from hogs and poultry and dogs and cats and wild birds. Of course, anthrax from cattle and sheep and goats. But the whole thing on the Life After People film, where people just vanish, and then the dogs end up eating each other and forming this whole process of how beautiful everything is when they're left. Look at the pictures of what they consider what's left are really zoonotic plants and animals that do survive. In other words, it's is the self-defeating prophecy of a real-world transmission of diseases from animals to humans that really happens. And, of course, the most prevalent one is Rishi Kulai, from humans to human and cattle to humans. Armadillos can pass leprosy to humans. Cellulitis and sepsis is really worldwide and is part of this new mutated staph infection. And, of course, the enterituses that are in the world and arthritis and sepsis, arthritis can be transferred as a clinical manifestation in a human and from an animal. A lot of people don't realize that. That's a bacterial disease, and it's foodborne, it's in the milk, and it's waterborne, and it can be occupational. There are a lot of reasons that I'm bringing this up for another reason. I find it either it's coincidental, but when I opened the show on the last hour, I was talking about the stock market and the bond and the futures commodities market. Of each product that is a transferable manifestation of a zoonotic disease to a human is the one that has the price suspiciously changed to be under the control of a global market. That may be a coincidence. It may not. I picked up on it right off, and I picked up on it about 3 weeks ago, and I realized that my suspicions were very correct, because I could actually do another show on just this aspect of the transfer, for instance, in the making of ethanol, to have E. coli in the byproduct of the cattle feed. But you're getting it in a different form for the animal to the human through ethanol. Very different. That E. coli S0157 strain is mutated in that ethanol process to a very deadly E. coli, way beyond. In fact, it has an alphanumeric code, and I can't say it on air. And I find that each one of these conceptual ideas of energy change has been integrated with the concept of climate change as a cover, saying, well, we're doing this for climate change. But I think the food and water and the medical protocol system is integrated. I know it is. And this is all set upon the idea of energy systems, which brings us to the fact that, well, since we're going to try, quote, to get off coal or oil, we're going to go into nuclear power. Now, nuclear facilities that are being formed by other nations are being built, for instance, in Russia. The information's been out now for about 2 months about how Russia, for all this time, has got mobile nuclear reactors in building stage, so they can have this on the seas by the year 2010. And then there are underwater nuclear reactors that are being put in by Estonia. But underwater and floating reactors have really been around for a long time in form of nuclear submarines and ice-breaking ships. But the whole problem here is that this has all changed. This is a serious issue in terms of the survival of energy systems that will be getting into the Earth's water supply through the ocean. And the idea is to where are you going to build what is called the Jinpatsu Sanshi, which is what the Japanese call the world for nuclear power, which doesn't mean totally nuclear power in English. It means monster disaster. Kensapatsu Sianshi, and this is the Sianshi and the Shimane nuclear plant in Japan. They're trying to build it over an unknown, what they consider an unknown fault in the Earth. But the idea of the floating and undersea nuclear power plants are going to be our future. But under the LOST, the Law of the Sea Treaty, the United Nations concept of nuclear power control means they control the energy systems, which are, we ingest these energy systems. We ingest them in the form of the water supply and in the food supply. And this is where, attaching into the last caller, John from Tennessee, when you, in order to really get behind the story of stem cell research, is the idea is to develop a treatment for radiation sickness and the increased amount of deuterated uranium that we are ingesting now and will be ingesting in these what are called bone marrow water stem cell systems. And there's a drug that's being researched in called Procymal. And the Food and Drug Administration has placed that under almost hidden hidden research, and want to purchase a lot of dosages for that. But the United Nations wants a cut of the $224 million for 20,000 doses of Procymal. Now, the question is, who are the 20,000 people that are going to be protected from the radiation sickness from these future concept of you have to have water on the nuclear reactor system and you have to displace the water and it has to go somewhere. You, in the present system on the Earth system, you put it in the aquifer we have now, which is what's happened, or you place it in some container which goes into some mountain area that Nevada has their mountain area that they, the Yucca Mountains concept and the rest of it, the waste from nuclear reactors. But these systems will deteriorate, and these high doses also of radiation from the deteriorated uranium in these cell transfer systems in our food and water will damage our own DNA, and this will cause the intestinal and bone cancers to increase and be masked by what I have called in chloramine caused cloud health damage, which is at the which is on the RBN homepage. I talk about the rashes and the undiagnosed symptoms of the concept of the extraction of adding fluoride to chloramine and extracting the lead from the pipes. But that's a simplistic and death-defying concept and an adverse effect on humans. What happens if you have a stem cell system to repair skin and lower intestinal process of radiation sickness from the loss of the water in the body that's caused by these intestinal linings of people who have the fatal infections that are going to be the result of the deteriorated uranium. So what you end up with is a what is called a lead-bearing attachment system for the uranium from the global planning of where the nuclear reactors will be located. So each place that China is building their dam, which I talked about two shows ago on Parker Pathways program, is the fact that they get trade-offs from those countries in terms of extraction of minerals. And then that's their pay, and it's a quid pro quo. And then in turn, each one of these dam areas will serve as a water resource for the nuclear reactors. So as the whole process is that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission extending the operation of these treaties with the life of the reactor will affect our world beyond life after people in a way that is absolutely incredible. I wish I could tell you. I'll just put it this way. It's got something to do with Fort Worth, Texas. We'll see you after the other end of the break.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's for the call-in number for Republic Broadcasting Network. It's 800-313-9443. And what is going on in terms of research that can have other implications for food and water and medical protocols is an attempt to extract uranium contaminants from the water. See, the uranium itself is a very complex molecule that interferes with cells and cell structures and metabolisms. I was talking about this in the year 2003, and the science now, they want to say, well, uranium doesn't exist. I mean, actually, the United Nations has a memorandum for public propaganda to tell the public uranium doesn't even exist, if you can believe that. I think it's in the procedure manuals on briefings that are given to all of the presidential candidates. They can sneak that in there and try to brainwash the people in their presidential candidate presentations. So what's being attempted is the invention of a molecule to try to capture uranium as a molecular structure from the groundwater, which the government and the United Nations says, well, it's a natural deposit of its ore and all the depleted uranium munitions that are all over the world. There are 59 sites, and they're now being worked on, most of that from the Chinese dams that are being built. So these new future nuclear facilities are really coming out, you know, for uranium is it really in the, is a natural deposit. Well, the form of uranium is in the form, and this is really important as well, is a water-soluble uridyl ion. That is spelled U-R-A-N-Y-L, uranyl. Now, this is an ion, which means it has attraction. It's linked to two, this is linked to two oxygen atoms, and they have double bonds. Now, right on this piece of information that the public never hears, in fact, this was considered classified information for years until, well, we won't say. But my point is that it affects cells within the maternal mother carrying the child and makes changes for the disruption for human disease. But let's say something in terms of the uranyl ion. It reacts, it's a water-soluble ion. Now that should tell you something right there without knowing any other form of science. All right? So if you take this uranyl ion and you react it with any other substance, it'll change it into a different insoluble ion. And this can be filtered out with state-of-the-art system, which I talk about in chloramine caused clonal health damage, because I'm suggesting advanced engineering systems to improve the state-of-the-art to be at the headwaters of the waters that we have that provide us the waters from the mountains and from the snowpack. But the United Nations owns all of the, on these heritage sites that I talked about, which Helen found about some time ago and exposed as United Nations property. So the uranium is very, as itself, as a uranyl ion, it's very strongly bonded to oxygen. And, of course, H2O, O meaning oxygen. So it bonds in the form, and it's considered under present stereometric science to be, in other words, measured by instruments, to be about 25% stronger than any typical double bond in nature. So you have, what you have here is a system which is very stable and very lethal. It, the dissolved uranium is really, as we stand now, is really not possible to remove. So what's being thought about is to create a molecule which is called a macrocycle that can hold itself to form structures like a, and this would be similar to a chelating agent. Chelating is a Greek word for jaws, and it will take and move that part of the macrocycle will move the gap between the pair of cobalt ions and the uranyl ion and clamp the uranyl ion, and then try to remove it from the body to dissolve it. It is that point right there that stem cell therapy and gene therapy and deuterated uranium collide. And when we come back from the other end of the break, we're going to cover this subject in a life-saving detail.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, and to continue with the Uranolion, which is part of the uranium, we're trying to develop a macrocycle molecule to be, if you will, a chelator. There is a process of adding silicon in one of the ways of experimentation, but the problem is to try to expand the gap of the uranium ion in the connection to the two oxygen atoms that are really stronger than the actual water molecule, which is why it attaches to the water. However, the macrocycle molecule, as it presently invented, is destroyed by water. It cannot be removed. It can't or be used to even remove uranium from contaminated water, which is why the pathway for this urinal ion into an insoluble compound and then extracting from the contaminated water we have now is the goal. My producer has astutely mentioned that any treatments for the deteriorated uranium in people, of course, is only for certain people. And he's totally right. And and as part, as the word was used, as elite, and that's true. And it is part of, as my producer has pointed out, which I would have pointed out later in the show, but the whole thing comes down, he has astutely pointed out that part of the places where we do war is part of the depositories of these new chloramine factories that are being built in Afghanistan and Iraq and Kuwait and all the rest of the areas in lower Iran. There's even another spot where they're building these areas. Waste will be the future product for all types of deleterious effects on the human population and in medicine. Which brings us to the big secret. You thought you had one big secret, but the whole thing is, what happens, as I brought up in the last part, the first hour of the show, there's we're going to take you to mythology. This is 2,100 years is best known before Christ. This is you've seen these little models, you've probably seen them around, they're called chimeras. The chimera in mythology, it's a lion and a goat and a snake. And you'll see these in China, you'll see them in forms of Lower Turkey, and you'll also see them in Chinatown if you have one around. They're nice little items. And these chimeras, you ask yourself, well, a lion, a goat, and a snake, why did they put those together 2,100 years before Christ and had these gorgeous carvings forthwith? Well, because the gene structure, the lion, the goat, and the snake, are chimeras, or the matching stem cell system, which in turn created the first human. That is the way they felt, and I think it's kind of fascinating who gave them that information or how did they figure that out. But they did, and I have a lot of information as to how they did figure that out. And of course, DNA research comes in, and we have developmental concepts. Now, the whole thing is, you have a microchimerism in humans. These are like female cells into a male. This is the mother putting some of her cells in the male cells, or a female for a fetal microchimerism, which borrows cells from the mother. Now, a lot of times the process of how the research is going with this on this chimerism is the fact that if you trigger the cell system with the urine ion and the chloramine in the water, you have the follow possible cell penetration of the cell on fetal microchimerism is really the form of, for instance, type 1 diabetes. Let me give you an example. You can find right now chimerism of the goat and the snake and the lion gene structures within, as I opened the show last time, we called on the treat each person instead of gender and race. It's a population and patient evolution. But remember what I asked at the first hour. What happens if you have a signal which is given in the cell to the mother to child, cell transfer as a chimerism? You can have type 1 insulin-dependent diabetes, of which essentially is an immune attack on the pancreas. You could have scleroderma, where the immune attack thickens skin, and it can damage other tissues. You can have neonatal lupus. This is fetal attacks on the immune system of the tissue. You can have juvenile dermatomyositis, which is an immune attack on the skin and muscle. You could have bilary atresia, which is a fetal liver disorder. Now, this is mother-to-child transfer. When the cell transfer is coming in to be carried through the urinal ion. And if it affects the stem cell in a particular way, you can have these transfers of cells which are formed from the whole concept of, for instance, the way you search this out, you have collateral damage to the mother's own tissues. When I put out the chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is at the header of the Republic Broadcasting Network homepage, if you look carefully, you will see that I tipped this in terms of in 2006 when I applied that particular thesis and hypothesis, was the fact that there was no difference between talking collateral health damage to the mother's own tissues that might occur to have an autoimmune attack from the water and the food. Where did the food become contaminated? Well, it became contaminated from the recycled water system, which is in our global purview of real-world trigger changes. Now, let's take the fetus-to-mother transfer. In other words, let's say that the cells are on the chimera in form of the transfer from the fetus to the mother. The first chimera cell would be the idea of breast cancer itself. You could have cervical cancer, you got multiple sclerosis, you can have rheumatoid arthritis, you can have scleroderma, you can have systemic lupus erythematosus, you can have thyroid disease. You can have these concepts or the triggers which I talked about in the peer review system of the contamination of the system of the deteriorated uranium with the chloramine and the concepts with this. The transfer of this kind of system is to be visualized is that you can have immune cells attacking a host tissue. In this case, this is why I talked about the stem cell discovery, where you could use your own cells, a Japanese discoverer, taking skin cells and creating embryologic-like cells from the skin cell. That is a tremendous world event. And three shows ago, I talked in some detail about this. This is incredibly important. Because if you can change out and you're being attacked by deteriorated uranium and contaminated water and food, then the host tissue is incorporating a host immune cell from somewhere else. And this is regenerating the host tissue that has been damaged to transfer these cells into the injured area. And now you have a concept where you could actually help disease in one way and not in another. So the way this is being done now is to take these transfer cells from these over 2,000 disinfectant byproducts. This is the Russian material which is coming in and the German material, because they know that they're going to be the center and the hole on these transfer, these nuclear reactors under the ocean and on ships, that they have a genetic lab to be able to test females for the Y chromosome, which is the male chromosome, for the DNA structure of the damage that will occur if the pregnant women are going to be in these studies, which are already in these studies, to be contaminated by deteriorated uranium and chloramine and the bromo halides, which are very poisonous and genotoxic and immunotoxic, which I've talked about since the year 2003. So what we have here is a situation, like my producer astutely asked, he says, well, he doesn't know exactly how we can work, you know, what can be done. He'd like to help. And that, of course, is always the question which is asked. How you do it is that you don't give the power to the other people in these city councils and, that are corrupt, in the water boards that are corrupt, and the assistants to the congressmen who don't answer your phone calls that absolutely have corruption from lobbyists. What has to happen? There are four ways that it can work. I've talked about this on many shows. When you go to a boardroom and you have stocks in this company and the companies which I've mentioned, who are influencing and making real profits from genetic concepts and from engineering concepts. What you have here, and facility concepts, which are run by large corporations, how you run a facility and put it into what are called lean post return on investments of their facilities and their research facilities, you protest the idea that actually more money can be made for the company by adding value to the company, not under the guise of climate change, but under the guise of perfecting the state of the art for the food and water of which they influence. If you add value in terms of engineering innovation and promote that as part of a stockholder's vote, you are affecting change one. Change two is to do it in terms of the knowledge base to be able to have the constitutional amendment in the United States of America, which most politicians are thoroughly against. I know people around the Hill camp, and these maniacal concepts, of course, if you read Goldberg's book on liberalism versus fascism, which is a book out on the market right now, and you read that, you'll have a clear picture of the fascism, which is part of the thinking of how to control the healthcare system in terms of making a socialist concept. By Hillary Clinton suggesting that they have signs and they line up and they read the signs on how breastfeeding can be controlled by the government. They have all kinds of processes. If you have genetic engineering, only certain people have it. It's a total copy of the fascism model, which occurred on when Tolstoy, the reason I brought him up, when he was banned by the Russian church, he was banned because he found out in 1901 that this was the plan. That's why I brought it up in terms of banning people from churches today. That's going on even as we speak. So the whole thing comes down to the thing, if you put these dots together, you see the disease link dot connected with the reproduction dot, which is concerned with the food water dot, which is concerned with the politics dot. And if you think that that isn't going to be controlled overtly, all you have to do is to determine the labor and employment law, where immigration laws on I-9 forms for immigration is going to control the concept of health care. And now you see the United Nations versions and the United States versions of the idea of immigration law constituting a constructive knowledge of status based upon the healthcare system, and the healthcare system to be based on the idea of the driver's license, which is to be a chip card and to be controlled by the United Nations, not indirectly, but directly. That program is being implemented as we speak. It was implemented 8 weeks ago in the United States of America in a pilot program in seven parts of the United States. This is similar to to Washington State's concept of having a chip to be placed into your distance, even, and to control your energy and your water system from a distance. Certain amount of people will have certain amounts of allocations to be able to control, complete coming into the fascism concept. What happens is you challenge that. Knowledge is not more than power. It is power. And to be able to know these things so that you can make an intelligent discussion with people who are controlling you from chip distances, and the idea, by the way, that the chip now is as small as a dot, and the whole process of this is to be able to put this into products and concepts, to be able to have a special scanner for the chip to be placed in food so that they can be marked and tested on the antenna, put into the barcode system, find out not a question of what you're buying, but how you can be affected by that purchase if they want you to buy it. That pilot system is going on in Japan, Germany, one part of Scandinavia as we speak. And there is a place in St. Louis, Missouri, which is also unknown to the people there in St. Louis, a policy by which all of this is tied in with the potential for a gene change in the chip placed into the food managed, connected to the bar system, recorded that you bought that, now they track you. Now, if you have any concept in terms let's just go back to the psychology of Margolian's disease, that it's actually a delusional parasitosis, or the fact that people didn't see a UFO in Fort Worth, Texas, flying over, even though there are videos and thousands of people saw it. Think about the next chip, which is to govern your brain thought on and in the food and the water. That chip is already invented. We will come back at the other end of the break, and we'll finish up with Parker Pathway program on future chip.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and what we've been talking about is deteriorated uranium and chimera. And what is the question concept of the implications of this for global change and domination of certain populations is how to change an immune disease where microchimerism can play a role in these reproductions in neurobiologies. Human reproduction has a very high failure rate, and the real question is how much is being affected by women who have cells that have been changed from these other studies of osteomyelitis and sarcomas from chlorine and chloramine from 1952 and reusable water cancers from 1948. How is this going to affect their other pregnancies? In other words, when it comes to the grandchildren, really the question is, does the maternal grandmother have this input of this chimera? And can cells really acquired from a mother or a fetus defy the blood-brain barrier? And this is very important because the brain and spinal cord can influence the brain development in such a way where we have the present situation of people who die in their sleep at the age of 40 to 50 years old and their heart fails, but the neurological system is unaccounted for in its reaction. We have, of course, if some of these chimeras that have been influenced by contaminants in our food water supply, how is the signal turned on to become malignant, if at all? And are we really discovering a way to prevent cancer? Are we under the control of the global chimera research to really prevent cancer? And, of course, for breast cancer, I've always maintained that the ladies should really pay attention to the real world. The more chlorine you have in your drinking water, ladies, the more chance you have of having breast cancer risk. And you should be going to the streets and telling them to take the chlorine and the chloramine out of the water. Make your marches in terms of that. I would back you in a nanosecond on that. I've talked about that many times. And, of course, we have the type 1 diabetes situation where you're having spinal regeneration systems in type 1 diabetes that's really unaccountable. So we have a concept of microchimerism, and we have our survival dependent on this fact of the contaminants that are in the water and food. And that's why I am putting forth that constitutional amendment and also the national amendment that we have a right to go to food and water. Table to tap to farm to table. Table to tap to farm to table. That initiative needs to be on every ballot of every state. Listeners, I've enjoyed being with you today and giving you the tools which we build on every show, Parker Pathways, every program. God bless America. Help RBN, support them. Listen to Parker Pathways on Sunday, 10 to 12 Central. And support our troops in Iraq. We'll see you next time on Parker Pathways.
Since 1990.